This October, we're exploring ways to support your mental health and well-being with a hit of health.
And if one more person says you should get over it.
This is going to be such a fabulous month-long conversation when it comes to your mental and physical health here at HIT. Because October is actually Mental Health Month.
Yeah.
So what better time to be talking about all these different health factors that we need to consider?
I love that we live in a world now where not only do we openly talk about mental health, and like, you know, if you're a young person these days, you'd probably be surprised to know it wasn't that long ago.
No.
That, you know, mental health wasn't considered like a real ill health, which is just crazy to me. But not only do we openly talk about it now on the radio, something we wouldn't have done 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I see through my daughter now.
Yeah.
That's being taught from a really young age.
In school.
So good.
It's so great.
Like we're definitely moving in the right direction.
Mindfulness and gratefulness and resilience, all those things are taught in school, which is so fantastic. To be honest, this conversation over the course of October, I think is more for our generation because the kids are all being taught it at school,
so
and it is, and they're probably able to teach us some things because mental health and mental well-being is so important.
We had a little incident, not an incident, like a positive incident at the dinner table not long ago where my 8-year-old daughter was like, let's go around the table and talk about something that makes us really happy.
Aww.
And I thought, she's learned that at school.
Yeah.
She's practicing gratitude.
Great.
Which is such a good way to improve your mental health.
But totally.
Look, we're going to be across this for the whole month of October, starting today with one of the producers of Heartbreak High.
Yes.
Which is absolutely killing it on Netflix. It's like number one, number two in Australia right now. It's in the top 10 in 45 countries around the world.
Mm.
And one thing that really grabs me and, you know, you too, Gabby, we've talked about it, is the representation on the new version of Heartbreak High on Netflix. We see the LGBTQIA+ community, the non-binary community, the autistic community represented in such an authentic, like not a tokenistic kind of way.
Yeah.
And we thought,
along with people of color as well. The representation is so amazing, especially on Australian TV, because it's been a long time coming for Australia TV to make sure all of those different representations are part of a show. So it's fantastic.
It can be hard living in a minority.
Yep.
So to see that on screen in such a mainstream kind of way, huge step forward. So we're going to meet the producer of Heartbreak High. Her name's Carly Heaton, after 8, and she's going to tell us why that was such an important part, in her eyes,
of this new reborn Heartbreak High.
Yeah. Mm. Really looking forward to that. We'll do it this morning after 8:10, and this whole month, if we talk about any content that triggers you, Lifeline is always available on 13 11 14 or at lifeline.org.au.